Welcome to Nobis here. My name is Greg Horn, and we've had addressing the topic this week of In God We Trust. I've been basing the prior two programs off of this theme of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, and he will make your path straight. And that's just a great verse that can help you when you just don't know which way to go. And there's so many different decisions we have in our lives that we wonder about that. And God, how do I do this? And yet I'm so thankful to know that that verse right there, two verses, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, when we trust in God with all our heart and do not lean on our own understandings, that and when we acknowledge him in our ways, that God will make our path straight. And I've seen him do that over and over in my own life and many of my friends and family life, even when it just looked hopeless. And so I want to encourage you, maybe need to write that verse down today and put it in a place where you can see it throughout the day and read it before you go to bed tonight. But I've been sharing, I wanted to share five things, and I got through the fourth one, just touched on it. But let me quickly review in case you missed our first couple programs. Number one, I listed five things that I've learned in my life on how you can trust God. Number one is talk to God throughout the day. Second thing we talked about was remember how God has helped me in the past. Friends, that's such a huge one. So many times we doubt how God can work, and yet if we start reviewing our lives, if you've got a few sunsets under your belt like I do, and you know, got over 50 years of life like I do, God has been so faithful, been so good to help so many times in my life and provided. And sometimes he's answered prayers not in the way that I wanted them, but you know what? His ways are always better. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways, declares the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts, and my ways higher than your thoughts. And friends, this side of heaven, there'll just be a lot of things that we're not going to understand. And I know that that's challenging because, man, I struggle with control. I want to control things, and I want to know what's going to happen and when and why. And yet sometimes, you know, I think God just doesn't let things happen the way we want to, because one, we forget who's God. We think that we're God. And yet, secondly, it keeps us in dependence on him. And number three, usually his ways are just better than our ways. And he does them in many, many different ways. And, you know, I went to college and started off in business, then changed my major to communications. And yet I've done everything from being a territory sales manager with Hershey Chocolate to being an assistant basketball coach at Western Kentucky University. I was fortunate to own a grocery store for almost 6 years and a supermarket with almost 100 employees. Then I got into ministry in my 30s, and just God has just let me been blessed and fortunate to be in different forms of ministry now for almost 19 years. And I'm an adjunct professor at Midway University, and I'm using – only reason I'm doing that is because when I coached college basketball 20 years ago back at Western, I was the graduate assistant coach, and I was required to go to graduate school. And I never would have worked on a master's probably. Back then, not a lot of people had master's, but I was required to for my job. And you know, I did a lot better in graduate school than I did in undergraduate school, because I was a lot more mature and focused. Unfortunately, I was a little bit too social in undergrad. I did work at a grocery store as an assistant manager quite a bit, but still, I just was not focused and disciplined in my studies. And but man, I was focused and locked in grad school, and that was the only way I could keep my job, was to make sure I had at least a 3.0. And the amazing part was I did better in graduate school than I did in undergraduate school. I mean, that's embarrassing, but it's just true. I got 4.0 a couple semesters. I never got even close to that in undergrad, but I matured and I got discipline. But fast forward, the reason I tell you that story is I never dreamed that I'd ever use all the courses that I did in that master's degree program in organizational communication, and yet it helped me as an executive pastor at a church for over 8 years here in Lexington. And then also now I'm an adjunct professor teaching marketing classes at Midway University with my background and my business background. And so I'm getting to do two of my favorite passions, ministry through Hope Is Here, and I'm pastoring a small church in Eastern Kentucky. And then I'm an adjunct professor at Midway University teaching marketing classes and getting to do some ministry to students there. And but yet, you know what? That wouldn't have been the way I would have planned it out. And yet God's ways are better than our ways. And so I just want to remind you of that today, that you can trust God even when you don't understand God. So how can we trust God? Number one, we talk to God throughout the day. Number two, we remember how God has helped us in the past. Number three, we talked about understanding where our source of peace is. That's a really big one there. Not getting it in our circumstances and our checkbook, in our marriage, our children. All those are great things and they're blessings, but don't make those your source of peace. And we know all things are temporary. Job losses can happen. Financial burdens can happen. Floods happen like they did in my life. People, unfortunately, get illnesses and die prematurely. And the list just goes on and on. And so just want to remind you to understand where your source of peace is, and that is in Jesus. The fourth thing that I want to talk to you about that I just got started on yesterday was soul keeping is essential to be able to trust God. Now, I'm not talking about the soles, the bottom of your feet, S-O-L-E. I'm talking about S-O-U-L, the soul inside your body, your heart, your soul. And I shared a great quote from John Orberg about soul keeping yesterday. And I'm going to encourage you, if you missed any of our first couple programs, go back to our website, hopeishere.today, and check those out. But I touched base on one short quote yesterday I ended the program with, and I'm going to recap that one real quick. We demean people when we forget they have the depth and dignity of a soul. Even the people I don't like have souls. We'll say that one more time. We demean people when we forget they have the depth and dignity of a soul. Even the people I don't like, they have souls. And friends, as followers of Jesus during this time right now that just a lot of strife going on, not just from the COVID-19, but through the death of George Floyd, and just a lot of racial divide in our country. And I just want to encourage you to, you know, remember, everybody has a soul. And I'll never forget when God made this, even people that we don't like. And one of the things Satan has done is caused division because of people's skin color. And I'll never forget when I was coaching basketball at Western my second year, and I was standing on the sideline coaching as we were playing, you know, scrimmaging. And we had a young man named Darius Hall from Detroit, Michigan. And Darius was 6'8", 230, was a big guy, had a great heart, great personality, kind of a Magic Johnson type personality, a smile that would light up the room. And just loved Darius, great kid. One day he got cut on his arm. He came running over to me. He said, "Coach, I'm bleeding." And all of a sudden, this blood squirted out and was running down his arm. And Darius was a dark-skinned African-American. And the blood, though, was obviously bright red. And, you know, just I can't say it was God's audible voice, but I tell you, God definitely spoke to me. And he just clearly said, "The same blood that I shed for you on the cross, Greg, I shed for Darius." And just because your all skin color is different, or anybody's is different than yours, other, you know, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, it doesn't matter. My blood, my red blood was shed on the cross for all skin colors, for all people. And it just spoke to me so clearly. That was back in 1992, and I've never forgotten that, 28 years later. And it just reminds me today as we go through this time of strife and unrest in our country, and we've got to get healing. And the church, we have failed. We've not done a good job. Our Dr. Tony Evans do a short video take on all that's going on right now. And he, you know, pastor one of the largest churches in Dallas, Texas. And he said, you know, we're looking for change in the White House, but we need change in the church house. And I thought, what a great quote from him. And I want to be part of the solution. And I want to encourage all of us to do that, that we break down these racial barriers that we have. And friends, as followers of Jesus, there's no excuse for that. Zero. The Bible says we are all made in the image of God. Psalm chapter 22, verse 20 says, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. And friends, we got to take care of our soul. We all have one. And I think it's essential to be able to trust God. If you're looking for a great book on that, I want to remind you about John Ortberg's book, Soul Keeping, Caring for the Most Important Part of You. Another thing that's so just precious, doesn't cost any money, it's just the words we use to people. It can help their souls. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24 says, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and healing to the bones. Isn't that a great scripture? Proverbs 16:24. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and healing to the bones. Friends, I just want to encourage you that your words would be like honeycomb and sweet to people's soul. And if you see something positive, no matter what it is, speak it to people. You'd just be amazed how it would bless them and encourage them. Anytime someone gives me a compliment on one of the programs that we've done or a talk I've given or a sermon that the little church I'm at, it just means a lot. And just get times where you see a new shirt or blouse that people are wearing, or if you think people have lost weight and you really sincerely believe that, don't just think it. Say it to them. If it's positive, say it to them. Because gracious words are a honeycomb. They're sweet to the soul and they're healing to the bones. And all people need that so much right now. Number five, how do we trust God? Trusting requires doing it afraid sometimes. Man, that's a big one. You know, the enemy loves to keep us in fear, and we know that God did not give us fear. We've done programs about that. We know that fear does not come from God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but gave us a sound mind and a spirit of discipline and love. And, you know, the fact of the matter is fear doesn't come from God, yet sometimes we just have to trust God and do things afraid. Psalm chapter 56, verse 3 says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you, Lord. And yet, a lot of us like to make excuses, even though there's a desire in our heart, and it's God-honoring, but we won't do it because we're afraid. And Charles Stanley, the great pastor in Atlanta, Georgia, said one time, Helen Keller was blind and deaf when she graduated from college with honors. So what's your problem? Ouch. What a great quote that is. Helen Keller was blind and deaf when she graduated from college with honors. So what's your problem? Friends, we all can make excuses. But one of the things I did learn in college basketball coaching at Western under Ralph Willard, that excuses are a sign of weakness. And friends, we all need to quit making them. And trust requires doing it afraid sometimes. I want to close today's program and this topic of In God We Trust that we've done on these three programs with Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.